So there's a lot that's hard-coded into us. I'm adding this note because I think it will make the accompanying tracks a little more powerful. There's a lot that's hard-coded into us by society. And one of the things is, and okay, here, I'm going to let you in on some of the secret sauce here. When I make a file, I have to be careful not to mention negative things sometimes. Like, you don't want to mention anxiety too much, because it can make people anxious to hear about it. So I don't use that word much. I very rarely do, because sometimes there's only one word for something. You don't want to mention negative things or even negative emotions if you can help it. Because to a lot of people, especially people who are really deep in trance, they'll start thinking about that thing. But here I'm going to mention it. This isn't a hypno file. This is just useful information. But putting information in someone's head is like loading the chamber. It's like prepping, adding potential energy to something you're going to let drop later. So it's okay to think of it that way. But here we go. We got this anxiety coded into us by society. We're always asking ourselves, am I doing enough? Could I be doing more? We have that paired with economic anxiety and a bunch of other things. We're always worried. And we're kept worried by essentially the capital class, but I'm not going to give my lecture on that right now. What's going on really is we are put in a state of anxiety, especially young people, and we just kind of stay there. And therefore, we become a little bit afraid to zoom out and consider, how could I improve this? How could I improve that? We can also get in something of a self-care trap where we tell ourselves, okay, I'm doing this as self-care, but you'd actually feel better if long-term you didn't do the thing. Overeating can be a thing, or self-medicating with drugs and alcohol, and so on. Not that there isn't a place for delicious meals and drugs and alcohol and whoever's life wants them, but the inquiry, the long-reaching inquiry, we don't make it because it feels accusatory. When we ask ourselves, what could I be doing better? What could I be doing? A ton of things crowd up. And yeah, they make us anxious. And we don't really ever think to ask gently. Because it's hard. No one else who asks us is asking gently. There's always a feeling of accusation. But you're uniquely positioned to ask yourself the question in a very particular way. And I mirror that in the file that accompanies this, but I'm going to mirror it here too and just kind of model it with you. So we're doing an exercise. What I'm going to ask you to do is don't feel like, yeah, try to watch for the self-accusation and anxiety that may build as I ask this, and try to strip it away and get to the spirit in which I am asking the question. So first, accept the proposition that I really want you to do well. If you're listening to this and you're trying, I actually want you to do your best. And I believe there's a best version of you. That's just best for the world and the people around you and you, your subjective happiness. So when I say, hey, is there anything we could do together? Is there anything we could progress toward? Is there something you've been putting off? Maybe it takes 5 minutes. Or maybe you want to start the first 2 minutes of a new habit and see if you've got the momentum. Is there something you could do which would improve your life today? And maybe it's been lingering. Maybe it's something you've been putting off. We all have those. Set aside the negativity associated with that. Accept a positive trajectory. Accept that when you're asking yourself, when you're making that inquiry, when I'm making it of you, hey, what can we do together? What's something that would be great for you to incorporate it? What's the best thing you could be doing right now? Sometimes you'll answer with, maybe I should just be resting. But unless you've been pushing yourself fairly hard, I believe in your potential to ask and come back with something that feels like progress, that feels like a positive trajectory to you. And having someone else ask the question, and for once in your life, not thinking they're trying to ridicule or criticize the way you live. They're not trying to cause anxiety. I'm trying to be a comrade in arms. I'm trying to help. So asking that question for that one time, maybe when you get the answer, you'll feel more like, hey, there's someone out there who thinks I can get the thing done. I'm going to try it. Maybe it'll give you that little push off the blocks. So I felt it was important to lay out that we have a fear and anxiety tied to questioning and considering the improvements in our life that maybe we could make. And having that question asked in a spirit of friendship by someone who's like, yeah, I get it. Believe me, I get it. I make that inquiry of myself 100 times a day. I've reoriented around it. But accepting that it can just be a positive, hey, what could you do? Is there anything you need to do, want to do, have been trying to do today?